your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
The 49th annual Laguna Beach Patriots Day Parade went off with no problems on Saturday. Mother Nature provided a much nicer day than the rainy one that canceled last year's festivities. Some of the awarded entrants included the Grand Marshal's Trophy going to the South Orange County Vietnam Veterans. Page of the Masters won the President's Theme Trophy. They had a really cool live art exhibit that you might expect from them. Oaks Middle School won the Band Association Sweepstakes. They're from Ontario. And the Color Guard, over age 21, went to the American Legion Post, the 222nd Veterans of Foreign Wars Post, combined Color Guard. Laguna Beach Mayor Bob Whalen joined 225 other mayors in signing onto a Friend of the Court brief urging the Supreme Court to end marriage discrimination nationwide. The brief includes mayors from towns as small as Thompson, North Dakota, to the largest five cities in the nation, as well as the U.S. Conference of Mayors. It states municipalities, as the level of government most closely connected to the community they serve, bear a great burden when the target sector of their populace is denied the right to marry. When the freedom to marry is denied, municipalities are the first level of government to suffer the impact. A Laguna Beach resident is suing the city and the California Coastal Commission over their approval of a hotel renovation project in Aliso Canyon, claiming, among other allegations, the project should have undergone greater environmental scrutiny. Mark Fudge filed the suit in Los Angeles Superior Court on March 5th regarding the 84-acre property at 31106 South Coast Highway, known, of course, as the Ranch at Laguna Beach. Fudge previously appealed the Planning Commission's May 2014 approval of the project directly to the Coastal Commission, but the commission denied Fudge's appeal and approved a coastal development permit for the project on a January 8th hearing. Principal investor and lifelong Laguna resident Mark Christie is remodeling the facility to offer guests improved amenities and make the detached structures compliant with the Fire and Americans with Disabilities Act's requirements. Fudge also alleges coastal commissioners did not disclose conversations with Christie and his lawyer before and during the January hearing, and that such communications were illegal. Christie said he has read the lawsuit, but he had no comment. That's your news this morning. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5.